It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. The Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep. The ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews. And the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Rickon Von Dickon, Davey Eyeballs. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm feeling a little rusty tonight. I feel a little rusty. Like, we haven't done this in a while. Like,
we haven't done a traditional standard hashtag dork episode in what feels like a dog's age, Ryan.
I think it's been like a month.
It's been a while. All the Game of Thrones stuff has really kind of taken over.
And boy, what a good use of time that was, wasn't it?
Oh, boy. Don't, Ryan, don't even get me started.
I don't want to get you started. I feel all right about it, but a lot of people are a little upset. A little upset. They're running a little hot.
So that's the thing. So what we're going to do is this is going to be a Game of Thrones free episode. So if you're looking for our Game of Thrones stuff, we have every single episode recap available both on iTunes here on the podcast, also available on YouTube if you want to see our pretty faces. So you can check all that stuff out. Next week, at some point, I think we'll also do like a recap of the entire season. And then I think we'll really be done with it for a very long time.
For a very long time. And you said you brought it up in the recap. I think I'm good with Game of Thrones, like forever.
I know. And it's funny because I was like collecting the goddamn Funko Pops like a madman during the season. Like, I wanted to get
collectors
a bunch of
at some point. It was a global phenomenon for a little while, but I think I'm good.
Yeah. Like, I'm not to the point. I had to talk myself off of like it being a waste of time. Like, it wasn't. Like, I really enjoyed it. There was some really good stuff in there.
Yep.
So, all right. Like we said, Game of Thrones free.
Less.
It's not going to be that. Ryan, what do you say we get to the news?
Yes. Hit it.
This came out, this isn't super recent, but this we haven't talked about it yet on the podcast, and that would be they finally cast Batman for The Batman, and turns out, Ryan, not Ben Affleck. I know people said it was going to be him, and you were clickbait if you suggested otherwise.
I know, and look, here we are, you know, Ryan, how many years later?
It is the teen vampire himself, Robert Pattinson from the Twilight Saga series.
Sure.
What do you think?
I'm all right with it.
Yeah. You know what? It's probably going to be pretty good.
It's going to be awesome.
Because you pointed this out, and so did a few other people I saw on Twitter. I couldn't believe that Heath Ledger was going to be the Joker. Right. Couldn't believe it. Could not. I'm like, the guy from 10 Things I Hate About You
right.
is going to be the Joker. And then he was the greatest Joker, greatest villain of all time. So Robert Pattinson, and he's in more movies than just the goddamn Twilight movies. So he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he's an awesome actor. And the one that we talked about a little bit, and you know, people were mentioning on Twitter, if you haven't seen the movie Good Time, that's on, I think it's on like Amazon Prime or something. It's a quick movie. It's like an hour and 25 minute movie, but he's unbelievable in that movie.
Okay.
Does a good American accent, you know, like the Twilight thing, like you could tell towards the end too. I think he was on Stern recently and I was listening to him. And he like was over it. Like after like the second movie, like didn't want to do it.
But it was like so much money from that thing.
Not only that, but you know, it kind of jumpstart. You're a household name now. Like you're known, you know, so. But then he started doing like these little indie things like Good Time, which is actually, again, if you haven't seen it, see that movie.
He was in Harry Potter too, right? For like, what was it, just one of them? Or was he, might have been Goblet. In a few, couple of them. He was
in Goblet of Fire and he died.
Yeah. Well, oof, cat's out of the bag now.
Well, that movie's like 15 years old at this point, right?
Also, a very young Batman. In fact, the youngest Batman. So that's kind of interesting because that might go into what we're getting. Like, old Batman, there's a bunch of comics for old Batman. It also opens up more of the Bat family. So I would expect you're probably not going to get some of those characters.
Now, hear me out.
Okay.
They just said that Robert Pattinson is playing Batman, right?
Yes.
Did they ever say he was playing Bruce Wayne?
Ooh, I don't know if they said that, but I know a lot of people, I think he'd be a good Bruce Wayne.
Now hear me out. What if they did like Battle for the Cowl?
Mm-hmm.
Or they did like Court of Owls, where actually Dick Grayson is Batman for a time.
Dick Grayson. Or Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Was it Black Mirror?
It was Black Mirror. Yeah, it was Black Mirror and Battle for the Cowl. I think Dick Grayson was actually Batman at that point.
Whew.
So there is story there.
I think he's Bruce Wayne. I think he is Bruce Wayne. I don't know if I'm 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that he is.
Yeah.
Similar but different, Ryan. Batwoman is coming to the CW. Batwoman, she's already appeared on screen because they do a lot of good stuff introducing characters on the other shows and crossovers and stuff. But Ruby Rose is getting her own series as Batwoman. I'll be honest, the trailer for this, which we tweeted out at Dork Podcast, looks below average.
Yeah, I would say it's okay. It's a TV show but then when I saw the trailers for like Black Lightning, I'm like, this looks stupid. And then people were really into that show.
I actually watched the first season of Black Lightning. It's hard. Like the definition of you can't watch everything is the fact that the CW has like two shows a night, all hour long and all 23 episodes. It's like, come on. I'm only one man after all. I can't watch all this stuff.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. Ryan, did you see the new images for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker?
I did. Andy Leibovitz shot those.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad.
Now, a lot of people on the internet are saying that Keri Russell's character looks like the Rocketeer.
She absolutely does.
Yeah, I can't argue with the internet.
Absolutely does.
And that one.
Yeah. Yep.
There was a sweet little it looks like a duel there between Rey and Kylo.
Yep. And Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Skywalker.
Right.
Right next to R2-D2.
Yeah. Can you explain that?
I can't yet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ryan, we got a Stranger Things season 3. I hesitate to call it a trailer. It was more like a quick minute and a half scene. And we also got a whole bunch of posters. This comes out July 4th. The scene was basically the new kid there, Billy. He's the lifeguard. All the moms, including Mrs. Wheeler, taking a nice long look. Do you think Billy and Mrs. Wheeler hook up this season?
There was just a pool joke there.
Yeah. Like
that wasn't the only pool in the shot.
I'm right there with you.
A little bit of old lady sploosh going on in the...
I think they have to.
They have to, right?
And she deserves it because she's with an absolute stump of a man.
Like what that Milhouse, guy, that guy is.
It's an absolute speed bump. Like, he is useless.
What a fucking dial tone that guy is, huh?
He's the worst character. Hmm. Like, there's villains, but he's like the worst kind of guy. Mr. Useless. Wheeler.
Useless. I like that it's like a running joke though, like how useless he is.
They really up the ante about like how like out of touch. Like, he hasn't had like a meaningful conversation with anybody in his family in years. And you wonder how Mrs. Wheeler even, I mean, we tried to figure that out, I think, in the season 2 recap. Like, how did those two get together?
Absolute hammer on that guy.
which may or may not still work. And like, it's really,
yeah.
I think this new kid, I think he's got a good chance with Mrs. Wheeler. Mrs. Wheeler looked good, by the way.
She did look good. Have you ever seen the movie Beer League with Artie Lang?
Yes.
She's the girl from Beer League.
Yeah. Which is funny.
Do you see Artie Lang's most recent mugshot?
He didn't look healthy, Ryan.
He looks like a Looney Tunes character that got hit with a shovel.
Like Wile E. Coyote running into a stein.
Yeah.
When he goes full speed to the side of a train, and then they peel him off, and then they arrest him, obviously, for being reckless.
Tough profile.
And for violating his probation. This is what happens there.
Yeah. When you're running away from the cops comedically fast and you hit a stop sign face first. With the cops, I think the cops, they were trying to catch him and they painted a tunnel that looked like a tunnel.
Oh, yeah. Classic switcheroo on him. They painted a tunnel. I didn't think there was a tunnel in this rock, but you know what? I'm going for it. They did a nice job on the shading. I feel like I can
they did. They did. Nice. Then, what do they call it? The point of reference there? The vanishing point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just smashes his face. And then, at least for a good scene, at least for a blink, he's not the same. Yeah, Artie, it's not great, Ryan. And it's been that way for a while. And somebody told me, because his face has looked like that for a while. Whew, yeah. And I go, what's the deal with that? And somebody said to me, drugs. And I'm like, it's not just drugs.
No, but well, didn't he
snort glass?
If you do enough nose beers,
yeah,
you can, it'll just collapse the entire septum. So,
oh, it's awful. He needs to go on that show, Botched.
What's botched my life at this point? Career.
Can you fix all of it? This is also exciting news, Ryan. In November, finally, Rick and Morty season 4.
Very
exciting. I can't wait for that.
I can't wait, really
excited.
Apparently they might even let Kanye West write an episode. Do you hear about this?
Yes. They said, well, we got, however, like 70 episodes. We can give Kanye one.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny.
That is funny. I would love to see a Kanye West written episode of Rick and Morty.
It might be pretty good. Yeah. Would be pretty good. There's another trailer. I think it's the final trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This thing looks pretty, pretty legit.
You know, it's funny. I've stayed away from this. I don't want to see anything about it. It's one of those. I just want to go into it blind and, you know, see what Quentin's got for us.
Where do you come down now on Quentin Tarantino? Not the filmmaker, but the person.
He's right up there with down there with Moby at this point.
Yeah. Oh my God. You hear about Moby?
Oh, I heard about Moby.
And Natalie Portman clapped back on him. So if you missed it, Moby wrote in his book that he basically had a relationship with Natalie Portman.
And she was 20. And she's like, no, I was 17.
I was 17. He was just a creepy old guy.
Yeah.
Yikes. And she's like, he only put this in there to sell books.
Yeah. What is Moby's definition of dating? I want to know if he just catches eyes with somebody and then they're spirits intertwined.
Yeah. I was going to say, so
he's a weird dude.
It's touches your face with his hands. And then that's all he needs. He's an odd duck. Yeah. But Tarantino, didn't it come out that he admitted that he knew that Weinstein was a monster and he didn't do anything?
Yeah. And there was
that's rough.
Yeah. He's a weird dude.
Yeah. And then there was that stuff too, with how he treated Uma Thurman.
Right. She hated him and it was that weird relationship.
But they were together and then they weren't.
Weird.
So that's tough. There's so many people like this where you're just ugh, I don't want to hang out with the guy, but he makes a nice film.
Sure does.
Speaking of nice film or nice TV shows, Ryan, Barry season 2, did you finish?
I'm on the last episode. I haven't watched the last episode yet.
What a season though.
Awesome Hank. Hank is awesome.
Hank's great.
I loved the episode that Bill Hader directed that you were very much you got to see this episode.
It was nuts.
It was bananas. And I was crying laughing at one point.
There were some crazy scenes. I want to say it's an 8-episode season. Was that episode 5, I believe? If you go back.
It was and 6.
5 or 6. Yeah, you can look it up. And it's the one. It's super violent.
Super violent.
You'd know which one it was.
But it's hilariously violent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just when you think they're gonna maybe take a step back violence wise on the show and focus more on the acting class, it's nope, they got this shit still up their sleeve.
And it's just there were parts in it, not to give too much away, but I was crying laughing, and this isn't a spoiler, when he crushes the guy's windpipe.
Oh my God.
And then he's still trying to come. He's like, he can't breathe. And he comes out with the nunchucks. He starts doing nunchucks.
Come on, man.
Your windpipe's crushed.
He's like, your windpipe. I know it. It's like, it's absolutely crushed. That guy had no quit in him though.
It was awesome. I'm laughing about it now. Just thinking about it. Watching a guy go flipping around nunchucks. Unbelievable.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Also on HBO, Ryan, Westworld season 3 had a trailer. Jesse Pinkman's in it.
It's not really Westworld anymore.
I don't know what it is anymore. All I know is I'm out.
I don't think Pinkman could save this one. Oh, it was terrible.
No, even he can't save it.
Terrible.
Also, something that I am not into, but I know a lot of people are, especially a lot of people that would listen to a hashtag dork podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be Black Mirror.
Yep.
Season 4 comes out on June 5th. So right around the corner here on Netflix. Rossi just told me to watch an episode. Because again, I've told the story before, but I watched the first season, which is only 3 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and capital H hated it. And then this episode he had me watch was called
Playtest.
White Bear. Is that an episode?
That's a good one. Yeah.
I wasn't in love with it.
Well, the problem with Black Mirror, I've always found if when it's good, it's really good.
I got to find the right episodes for me.
There's no middle of the road episode. Playtest you would like.
Okay, I'll check that out.
And the one that Rashida Jones directed, the one where like you rate everybody and stuff like that, one's actually really good too.
Okay. I think what's his name? Anthony Mackie, the Falcon. Yes. He's in an episode coming up. Miley Cyrus is in an episode coming up.
Oh, I'll watch that.
My impression of Black Mirror episode, every single episode that I've seen basically is, oh, we're on our phones a lot. Oh, I can't believe how much we rely on technology. These phones are taking over our lives. We can't have a meaningful conversation because we're on our phones.
And we're dead.
And dead. And seen. The technology's turning on us.
I like, Love, Death, and Robots. I think that was a Black Mirror thing. Bandersnatch was good.
Yeah, I didn't mind Bandersnatch. I love the idea of it anyway. Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't hook me as it does other people, you know?
Yeah. Ryan, for the first time in like a month, are you ready for your little bit of news?
Not really.
Okay. Well, let's play the theme and then maybe that'll get ready. And
there we go.
Okay.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
So the only thing that really I want to talk about is, in a couple weeks, E3 is coming up.
Oh, there we go.
E3's, we're going to be following that. We might do it like a dork podcast recap of E3.
Mm-hmm. All the Fidget games.
Yeah, little Fidget games. So the big news, I guess, is that Sony's not going to be there at all.
Oof.
I think they're doing their own thing. So it's a lot of PC, a lot of Xbox, a lot of Nintendo Switch. So people are going gaga over the Switch. The one thing I'm actually going to have to buy a Switch just because they announced that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is a Switch exclusive.
Oh,
so I might actually have to get me a Switch just to play that. I love those games. Did you play those Ultimate Alliance games?
I played back in the day. I did, right?
Yeah.
What was the first one come out? When was that?
It was it's PlayStation 3. It's PlayStation 2 with PlayStation 3. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I played that one.
But you get teams of four and you can pick your own four superheroes and they all have different skins. But I guess the roster is out of this world.
Okay. I like that.
So I'm going to get that. Let's see.
What are you playing right now?
Oh, so I just picked up Bethesda Rage 2.
Oh, yeah.
Rage was super forgettable. It's a mix of Fallout and Doom.
Oh, okay.
So it's completely open world, kind of like Mad Maxy kind of thing, Fallout, but it plays like Doom. I really like it. There's some quirks to the controls and stuff that people are kind of upset about. You have playing on PC, you have to hold a certain button and then hit another button to do a special move.
Okay.
So it's kind of awkward, your hands are kind of spread out a lot, but it's super fun, plays fast. It's just as we were going to talk about, this is a kind of a big market tease, kind of a straightforward action first person shooter we're not really worried about story. We're not really worried about characters. Let's just fucking shoot shit.
No, it's a really good cheeseburger.
Yeah.
A cheeseburger. Here it is. Just you're going to enjoy pizza. It's pizza, Ryan.
It's pizza, baby.
It's pizza, baby.
Oh my God.
All right. That's right. Pizza. Yeah, that is pizza. Oh, I don't know why I just thought of this, but I was behind the guy the other day driving, what do they call it when you have like that, like racing, like fin or whatever?
Spoiler.
The spoiler.
Yeah.
So he had one of those, but you're like, okay, like, yeah, you know, we're in Massachusetts. We're driving on like 95. You got a spoiler. And not only that,
those don't work unless you're going like over 130 miles an hour.
Right. And I don't think it was a Civic, but let's just say it was a Civic, like whatever it was he was driving. And there was something you could read clearly underneath.
Sure.
Two words. What do you think those words were?
That's pizza.
Send nudes.
That guy's my favorite.
Like, oh, is that work? I'm like, where do they send them to? Like, how?
I was in a I was at a bachelor party in Nashville, and there was a guy wearing a hat that said the same thing.
Send nudes.
I was like, that work? He goes, not yet.
Trying. I'm out here trying it, though.
Good for you, man. Shoot your shot.
Anyway, I was like, I guess if you're going to put a spoiler on your car, you might as well put something funny underneath
it. I mean,
it,
you're that kind of guy.
Yeah. You know? So get a joke on. Ryan, are you ready for the topic du jour?
You have to forgive me. We haven't done this in some time. I kind of...
Understandable. It's the topic of the day.
Oh, right. Yeah. And
today, it is John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, which you will explain to us what that means here coming up.
There's a dual meaning. Would you be interested to know it's a dual meaning?
I would love to know both meanings. Yeah, I would. 2 hours, 11 minutes. Last check, anyway, on Rotten Tomatoes, 88% critics, 92% audience.
Yeah.
We begin, as we always do, Ryan, movie and TV reviews, spoiler-free. So let me start out by asking you, did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Every second of it.
I had a smile on my face.
The whole time.
For 2 hours and 11 minutes.
It was a very fast 2 hours and 11 minutes.
Oh my God, it hummed by. Like, think about it. This was probably the same amount of time as Hellboy.
Yeah. I think Hellboy was actually shorter.
It might have been. But and that felt so, so much longer.
Oh, Hellboy was just a slug.
So what did you think of the story of John Wick 3?
Didn't matter. Makes no difference to me. Doesn't matter. And I think Mac or Goo said, like, this... They wish the movie had no dialogue. It didn't need any.
No,
like you could have just.
Yeah, but you need like the Keanu Reeves like one liners or like one words. Like I kind of like it.
He spoke in like a sentence. He would say a sentence, and their 20 minutes would go by.
So you know what this is exactly like as far as like an action. These are better than, but as far as the dialogue is concerned, the Brendan Fraser Mummy movies.
Yeah, that's exactly.
If you go back and watch them, I bet when you looked at his script, every time it was his turn to talk, it was no more than six words.
Right.
Every time. And that's, you can remember that. But John Wick or Keanu Reeves had so much other stuff to remember. You know, like there's just ridiculous.
What scenes. A lot going on. And what just a visual treat.
Yes.
This movie is.
Yes. Yes.
Like every scene is like a different color. Like the way it was shot. What's the guy's name who directed it?
Chad Stahelski.
Chad
Stahelski, I think.
Let me check it up right now.
He's directed this guy, as far as I know.
Chad Stahelski, yep.
As far as I know, he has directed three movies. John Wick, Wick 2, John Wick 3.
Yeah, and he was like the writer of like other stuff, but...
And you know what's also... You want to hear something messed up about Chad Stahelski?
What's that?
He was the double to finish shooting for Brandon Lee in The Crow.
No way. Is that true?
How do you like that? Yeah. After Brandon Lee died, this guy was good friends with Brandon Lee. And then he went in and like they finished shooting with him.
Yeah. He's a stuntman.
That's makes sense. You got to be a stuntman for this kind of movie, don't you?
Yeah, he was a stuntman. And he was the second unit director on Civil War.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So...
Yeah, this guy, put him in the Dork Hall of Fame.
He's in the Dork Hall of Fame.
put him in there.
Absolutely. Love the throw.
The action / violence of the movie?
The best I've ever seen on film.
Holy smokes.
Like, violence-wise. Like it's not over-the-top gory, and I don't want to ever, like...
I was going to say, but it is over-the-top.
I don't want to glorify this. It's, like, creative.
It's very creative.
In a way.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain things that are, like, there are tropes in action movies that, like... Someone goes to do something and it doesn't work out. Like this time it works out.
Yes.
You know,
I also have a word for it. Relentless.
Oh, it's awesome. It never stops.
It just keeps going. And I think there might be, I think it's actually a good point. Like there are definitely action / fighting movies, even some of the comic book movies that might have a scene kind of comparable to it.
Yeah.
Like, I still think of Logan. Like, my favorite scene is Logan with X-23, both fighting everybody off at the compound. Like, she's, yep, like, rolling the head. That whole, yep, thing is so insane. And I was just, like, on the edge of my seat smiling. This, I don't know if it ever topped that, but there was more of it. Like, there was just constant scenes like it.
Yeah, it was, like, a 20-minute action scene, then, like, 5-10 minutes of dialogue, then another 20-minute action scene, and then like 5 minutes of dialogue. So, and it moves so quick. The pace of it was so fast.
Yeah.
And just to set the people who haven't seen it yet, and this isn't a spoiler, like, mm-hmm, at the end of John Wick 2, what's his name? Winston says, like, I'll give you an hour.
Yes. Right? Yes. Like, so this, by hour, the way, picks up immediately after 2.
And he has 20 minutes or something like that, yeah, right?
Very, like, right they after. They time the whole, yeah, thing, and they're just like moving it along. And yeah, it is. Sweet. And actually, going back to the story, I kind of like the story. It's very simple, obviously, but if you watch 2 and you like 2, and chances are you did, if you're listening to this and you watch the first two movies, or in this one, the fact that it picks up right from there, you're like, all right, like, they're gunning for him. Like, they, oh, yeah, are
going, everybody, for him. Everybody.
The badassery, I guess, is like the only other way I could describe it. There are a lot of characters that you can look at in the history of movies that you're like, holy shit. He's filmed like a badass. He does, yeah, badass things, says badass things. I think of Clive Owen, who played, was it Dwight in Sin City?
Yep.
Like, ultimate badass.
Yeah. And,
like, some of these other characters are just like ultimate badasses. And John Wick.
Like, John Wick kicks his ass.
Kicks, oh, destroys him. Just yeah, absolutely shits all over that guy.
Yep.
He's on the very short list. And then what'd you think of the comedy? I thought they took a few swings. Okay.
Hit or miss. Like, there, yeah, was like the, you know, the ongoing joke about that all this started because of a dog.
Yes, they bring, they say that back in
the
trailer,
so that's not a spoiler, but like that's kind of like a running joke. Like,
I also like in all of the movies, I like the scenes with Ian McShane, Winston, yeah, and Keanu Reeves. Like, the two of them together are good.
And I thought, what's the guy's name? Mark Dacascos, the guy who's he's on Iron Chef. He's this chairman in Iron Chef.
Yeah, he played Zero. Yeah.
He was actually pretty funny too.
He definitely had his moments.
Yeah.
So as I was watching this, and I don't know if I ever even thought about this during the first two John Wicks, but this one really stood out to me. I was like, this is what a Red Hood movie should be.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, if you put John Wick in a Red Hood suit, mm-hmm, this is what I want him to be, because it's the they call it the gun fu. So, like, yeah, you're doing... You're kicking guys, you're punching guys, but then, oh, by the way, I have guns in my hands and I'm going to shoot you in the head, and then I'm going to kick this guy, and I'm going to shoot him, I'm going to throw a knife at him. Like, this is Red Hood. Like, this is his fight skills.
Yeah, and have you seen that movie Equilibrium with Christian Bale?
No.
But they're like, it's kind of like one of those like dystopian movies. It kind of sucks, okay, but like,
yeah,
they do this thing called like gun kata, where they're like, there's two guys, like, they're like point blank, and they're trying to shoot each other in the head, but they're like doing like karate to like dodge each other.
Okay, I got you.
But they're like point blank, and they like can't hit each other. It's actually pretty sweet.
That's
like
pretty cool.
This had a little bit of that in it.
It did.
And there were, yeah, some other cool things in the action scene that they did. There were choices that were made. I call them choices, but like,
yeah,
I'm making it sound like way more flowery than it is.
Yeah.
But there were things they did in the movie that I thought, like, little things I thought were super cool that, yeah, we'll get to in spoilers and stuff. But
I thought it. Yeah. We'll get to that. But I just, again, like, because there's movies where like The Punisher, for example, like, he's not doing the acrobatic shit. Like, he's just got guns. I'm going to kill you with guns.
Yeah.
But like, John Wick does exactly what I think Red Hood should do. Now, what would you, we didn't do standalones for John Wick 1 or 2. What would your scores be for those movies?
All of these are 5s.
Yeah. You know what? I feel the same way. I feel like 1 might still be my favorite, but we're like, it's like, really super close. You know what, yeah, I mean? Like, they're all pretty equal.
And I think there's 1 is a 5, like a hard 5, hard and fast 5. Because they kind of set you up in this world. And then there are things they try to further it a little bit, like how this world actually works, and some of it works and some of it doesn't. So
yeah,
the only thing that keeping the kind of the lore is what's keeping it from being like a 6.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's definitely missing some things here and there. It's what it is. They're not trying to hide behind anything else. Like, they're like just coming right at you with the action.
Well, you know what's wonderful? And I was thinking about this before we started. Like, we've been through Endgame. We've been through, mm-hmm, Game of Thrones. We've been through Us.
We needed this.
We needed just like a fucking, just, yeah,
Let's go out to the movies.
Brainless is the wrong word.
No, but it's I know what you're saying.
It's just like, I can sit down and enjoy. I'm just going to enjoy this. Like, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah. It was definitely, I want to go and enjoy it. Right. Like, yeah, you're not like not paying attention, but I know what you're saying. Like we're all around it. I got you.
But this is one of those movies, those beautiful action movies where like, if it's on a Sunday, rainy Sunday, I'm like, yeah, we're watching it.
And I think John Wick 1 and 2 are both on the Paramount Network right now. So if anybody has the Paramount Network, you can check them out. One of my favorite scenes in the first one is, well, first of all, some of the characters in the first one, pretty crazy, right? You have Theon. Oh, yeah. Theon Greyjoy is the absolute dickhead in this. He's like the main dickhead. You got, you know, John Leguizamo is in it. You have Tyra from Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
Plays a big part. But I love this scene where Theon's dad calls John Leguizamo and he goes, like, I heard you hit my son. Like, why'd you hit my son? And Leguizamo goes, because you stole John Wick's car, sir, and he killed his dog. And his response is, oh.
Yeah, like that's my favorite. Like, and he looks at his son, he's like, you fucking stole John Wick's car.
John Wick's car.
And he's like, he has no idea who he is. And you're
he's like, who cares? What do you care? He's like, I don't even care like that you killed somebody or like, that you stole somebody's car, I mean. But like this.
Yeah.
And then the other great line is like, I just, in all these movies where you have like a super badass character, it's not just what they do, it's what the other characters say about them.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, it might be the same Russian guy actually, he says that John Wick, he goes, he wasn't the boogeyman. He's the one you send to kill the fucking boogeyman.
Yeah.
And like, that is a sick line. Like, that is awesome.
He's like the Chuck Norris, the mythical Chuck Norris of this, like, of this world. But I love in all of these movies when people see him or he's brought up, they're like, they call him like Mr. Wick, or they're like, people like don't look directly at him.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody knows who he is, by the way.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows
driver. He like gives him the gold coin. He's like, make sure he gets the Continental. He's like,
he's like the most famous guy in the world. Like
yeah.
everybody who works like in that world, they know who he is. Yeah. So I think I know the answer here, but John Wick 3, obviously a theater movie.
Absolutely. Like, especially if you can get into, I saw it in a Dolby Digital theater where like the complete surround sound where like guns are like going like all around your head. Super awesome. Like see it.
So dork score for this one.
Hard 5.
Yeah, I'm going 5 also. I'm going 5 for sure. My other question, and I think we can answer this before we get to spoilers, is hypothetically, if Jason Bourne was hunting John Wick, would John Wick survive?
Oh, yeah.
Would John Wick kill Jason Bourne?
Yes.
What if John Wick didn't know Jason Bourne was after him?
John Wick knows Jason Bourne's after him.
Yeah, John Wick could sniff him out.
Yeah.
If they got into a one-on-one fight, John Wick would kill him.
Not even close.
Is there somebody comparable? Is there somebody in a movie?
And before you say James Bond's smart enough to not even try.
No, he wouldn't. No, he would. He'd have a drink with him and just be like, let's just do this.
He'd just meet him at the hotel and be like, let's get a drink.
Like, yeah, what other person one-on-one could defeat John Wick? Like, besides Wolverine?
Now, it'd have to be someone who could be killed.
Yeah, so it has to be a person. And like, I'm not like, I like the Bourne movies just fine. I like all the John Wicks more. I'm just trying to think of like a guy who is like the main guy in his movie. What about like four of those? Was it the Equalizer movies with not Equalizer?
The Transporter, Statham.
There's Transporter with Statham, and then the Denzel Washington did those two movies.
Oh, the Equalizer. It was the Equalizer.
It was Equalizer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Wick kills all of them.
I think Wick kills all of them. I think the only one he might have a little trouble with. Like maybe, what's the guy's name? Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or something. Or you might have trouble with like Neo.
Neo, yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's a good question. You guys can hit us up on Twitter at Dork Podcast. Who wins,
Neo or Morpheus?
Email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Anything else non-spoiler?
No, let's get to it.
Spoiler. All right, what were some of your favorite scenes?
Oh my God. So two of them happened. It happened in one scene. The very first like big fight with the knife room. I call it the knife room.
That was unbelievable.
That was bananas. And when I said one of the little choices they made when they were like just hucking knives at each other, like in any other action movie, like he would have stuck like all of those knives. But like anyone who's like thrown a knife, you go to like these axe throwing places or you go to like, you've thrown a knife. You know, I used to like be big into throwing knives and I got pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let it go. Cause it's
really hard to do it if you're like in between rotations. So like he was throwing knives at guys and they were like bouncing off. Like they were, he wasn't hitting them right.
Right. Oh yeah. And then like, oh yeah. And then on both ends. And they're like
they're just, they're like bouncing off. And like, yeah, I thought that was like super funny.
But that is also weird. So that is like so violent.
Oh,
like, there's something to me about like, there's one thing like guns. I understand, but like not like getting stabbed so many times. And that was the scene. That was the closest thing to me to that scene in Logan where I had a smile on my face, as morbid as that is, but they were just hucking the shit out of those knives and they just were like surrounded by weapons. So then they're just breaking glass, getting more knives, and he's just constantly throwing them. And then he's getting, and then when he gets the guy in the eye, I was like,
that's what I was talking about. Like any other action movie, any other action movie, that guy like puts his hand up and like doesn't let it happen.
Yeah.
But it's like a slow insert into his eye. And then like, my favorite, the whole place erupted. It was a full theater. This thing made a ton of money.
It did. Weekend. I think it knocked off Endgame, right?
It made like 60 million or something.
Yeah.
But when he fucking sees the guy kind of squirming and picks up the axe and like throws it from across the room. What an awesome shot that was. Like shot, like he threw it and shot like the way they shot it. Cause that he was like out of focus. Scene.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And you're like, you see him squirming. You're like, well, that guy's still alive.
Like, and then I was a donk, like hits him in the head with the axe.
Oh my God. That awesome. Was just aggressive with like stabbing.
And
oh,
that was like the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Oh yeah. That was right out of the gate. Also very early in the movie is the fight with Boban, the basketball player for the 76ers.
The book.
Oh, God. Fighting in a library.
What's more impressive, killing Boban with a book or Jason Bourne killing the guy with the pen?
Pen's pretty sweet. Pen was pretty sweet. But
does Boban still play?
Yeah, he's on the Sixers, I think, yeah. Huh. Yeah, he's the monster of a guy.
Oh, God. I didn't know his hands were that big.
Ernest was his name in the movie. He's like, and like they all know each other too. He's like, come on, Ernest.
He's like, you don't want to do this, Ernest.
And that was insane, though. I think the one with the throwing knives is my favorite, but also the fight when he teams up with Halle Berry and so shows good. Their two dogs. That was awesome. First of all, good. I was like, they didn't just fucking kill her dog, did they? I was like, don't you dare do this.
Oh, I was, you know, it's funny. I thought about you as soon as that happened. I'm like, he's going to lose it.
I was like, no. Well, that's what happened in John Wick 1. I did lose it. That was a fucking puppy that they killed in John Wick 1. I was like, no way. And they had to dub in like the crying and you're like, oh God, that guy just killed a fucking puppy. But it ends up being worth it because this is what triggers him into this psycho rage.
And those dogs were awesome.
Yeah, so
like
good.
Spinning people around, like they grab the hand and like spin and take them down. A lot of dick biting.
Also, shout out to we didn't mention in the when we're talking about one and two. Shout out to Bridget Moynihan for being his wife.
Oh yeah,
you know you got that going for him too. But yeah, the Halle Berry's dogs were fucking locked in. Those guys.
And how about
and she was really good.
I was thinking about it. Halle Berry and Keanu Reeves are both over 50.
Insane. Both look amazing. You know what I mean? Hopefully they hooked up on
amazing.
Set. I hope.
Ugh.
That'd be nice. I think they deserve each other.
They sure do.
That'd be really good. But then it was one fight scene after another. Obviously the one with Zero, like sort of like the end
with the ninjas. Way. So yeah. The two guys he fights at once right before he fights Zero. Those are two guys who are in a movie. Have you ever seen The Raid?
No.
Oh, you got to see The Raid. If you like this kind of like The Raid, it's like, remember, Dread, the Carl Urban Dread.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that
like in great. The hotel. It's like that.
Okay,
but it's like I think it's Filipino or whatever. But like, it's badass. You got to see the raid.
So, I'll check it out.
So check that out. But how about Braun?
Oh yeah, Braun playing Barada.
Yeah,
Barada. That was good. Yeah, that all kicked off the whole thing. Then he got
his dick bit.
His dick bit, and that dog was not letting go.
No,
giving it to the old tug-a-roon. I did think. There wasn't a lot of negatives to the movie, but the one fight where I think it was the two guys that he was fighting, they just kept breaking all of those like glass. Like,
yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Did you? I was like,
yeah, it was hilarious.
But if you go back and watch that fight, which I guess on the one hand, it's kind of cool because it wasn't super like, it wasn't a clean fight at all. It was like a lot of kind of posturing and like, but it was just that at that point of the movie too, I was like, all right, let's get on with it. Like the fights earlier, I thought were all cooler. Like the fucking knife throwing, the Halle Berry one, the Boban one, those were all better to me than this one.
Yep. And I think the only negative to the movie for me is like, there's a lot of like I said, there's a lot of like lore that we still haven't really figured out yet.
Yeah.
That like the whole thing with the, was it the Elder? No, the what did they call him?
Like, whatever the high table there.
The high table. The head of like the high table. Like I was like, did we really need that? That whole scene where he had to like walk through the desert and like talk to the Elder. Like we really didn't need that.
So that to me, that whole thing was kind of like a, what are we doing here? Was when after Halle Berry, she drops him off in the desert.
Yeah.
And then he walks away and then he talks to him, cuts off his finger. And there's like, no, there's
and
no
then
way
he just goes
like,
back to New York.
Right. And he's like, all right, I will lift the, you know, the marker on your head. I will lift it, but you have to kill Winston. And then he's like, okay. But then he tells Winston, he's like, I'm not going to kill you. But then it's like just back on again. Like that's just kind of weird.
Yeah. You know? And then they're, and like, they're using all of these like Latin terms. Like,
yes, right. Define parabellum again.
So parabellum,
the dual meaning of parabellum.
Parabellum, it's a command, which means to prepare for war.
Okay.
But doing some research, a parabellum is also a semi-automatic pistol.
Oh, okay.
It's like a, it's a, it was a type of gun that was like one of the first semi-automatic pistols. So which fits.
Yeah.
But like it's D, what do they call like D sacrosanct? What did they say for like the hotel? It was like,
Yeah. That was a word.
And yeah. And they said like, what did they say about John Wick? He is,
it was a, excommunicado,
which means like excommunicado means like you're excommunicated, like when you were in the church and you couldn't have any affiliation with the church like ever again, like you're excommunicated.
Yeah,
excommunicado and the
oh, yeah, excommunicado. No, it was deconsecration. I can't say it.
Deconsecration. Yeah,
deconsecration.
So deconsecrated. Yeah,
you're basically taking the religious part of it out of whatever it was.
And that was the other thing. Like, there's a lot of stuff I didn't really. The thing with like Angelica Houston, like. With
the ballerinas.
Yeah. And he had to bring like the cross and he's like, kept shaking it in her face. And he's like, this is my ticket. And they're like, what are you talking about?
So
like, I didn't know what that was all about.
We know before that John Wick's name wasn't John Wick.
It doesn't matter. Like none of that stuff matters.
No, it really doesn't. You know? But I'm like, did I miss this in the first two movies? Or did I just forget it? Maybe.
No, his name is real name. It's like, what did she call him? Like
Jovovich or something.
Like Jojen. It's not like,
I don't know. I was like, Boban. Okay. I was like, all right. Now,
it's Boban.
What it's believe it or not, Boban. What did you think of the ending where basically at this point they're all up on the rooftop and then Winston and the Charon, Lance Riddick, the guy who played Lieutenant Daniels in The Wire, they shoot at him and then he falls off the roof. So they're turning on him?
Or no, they let him go. They let him go. He knew he wasn't going to kill him. He knew it was like...
Right, that was part of the plan.
Yeah. And Charon, by the way, is... The concierge.
Yes.
It's also in Greek mythology, the guy who takes the boat across the river Styx to bring it to the underworld.
Ooh,
so there's another mythological reference right there.
And he gives you two pennies.
And he gets, yep. Well, you have to pay him. That's why they put pennies on your eyes.
Pay him. That's right. You pay him. That's right.
Yep. In coins. So that's, there you go. So
they knew that wasn't going to kill him.
Right.
But he fell off a pretty fucking high roof. So the question I have for you
ball too.
Is can John Wick die?
Yes, but remember he has that like special suit too. I know it stops bullets, but.
Well, he also has the ability like that, like, hey, I'm over here now kind of move. You know what I mean? Like he has like, it's not magic, but he's got some sort of ability.
Yeah, but Bourne can do that too.
Yeah, that's true. That must be like a learned trait. But so you think he's mortal? Like he is?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't know, man. That was quite a fall he had.
It was quite a fall.
He went down like a ton of shit. That was pretty wild, though. So just going through some of these characters, obviously John Wick, Keanu Reeves, we've seen now for three movies, and the guy's just lights out, the suit, the haircut, the one-liners, everything about it is good. I do think Ian McShane's Winston really helps make the movies what they are, too.
Yeah, because it's kind of like he's... John Wick, he's like John Wick's immediate boss. So like he's kind of like the and that was great when he was locking himself in the vault and I love that they kept coming back to like reload.
Yeah, that was really good. They kept coming back to go like armor piercing. Like all right, shit. Got it.
Like, yeah, the guns weren't working, so they had to come back and get like shotguns.
And he's sitting out there on the couch drinking with the dog.
With the like, dog. Yeah.
The dog's sitting there. That was pretty awesome. And then just going back and forth. Mm-hmm. That is what's really good about these movies too, is in all these different scenes. where they have so many weapons, or they fight in weapon rooms, basically. Like, that's you can't beat that. Zero, who came onto the scene, he was pretty good. I think they probably wanted him to be funnier than I thought he was, but he was still, I kind of liked how he respected John Wick so much, and it was like an honor for him to fight John Wick.
Like, he almost like asked him for his autograph at like one point, you know.
He has like a sword through his stomach, and he's like, and ninjas. I'll be back. You're like, no, you won't.
No, you won't.
No, you won't, you dumb idiot.
Well, I love how she's sitting. He's like, that's a pretty good fight, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's great, man.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Bowery King? Obviously, we've seen him in a couple of these movies.
I love it. He's like so over the top.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Big time.
So over the top. Yeah.
Big time. But no, he's pretty good. Now, the adjudicator of the high table, that I think was all. Now, this is an interesting person. Her name, or actually, not her name. Asia Kate Dillon is the
person's name.
Yes. Yeah. So this is, I didn't know anything. I didn't watch Orange is the New Black. So she's in, I shouldn't say she.
They are in.
Right.
They are in, yeah.
So I was reading this. They are in that. That's how they identify.
Yeah, gender neutral.
So they were born a female. But if you read her, I keep saying it. If you read their Wikipedia page, that's how the whole thing is written out.
Yeah.
So they don't identify as one or the other. And interesting, like this character, again, didn't matter. Like, it was just, that's just what they were.
So the adjudicator was important in that they showed that the high table kind of oversees everything, you know, and everybody answers to somebody. You know, and they're kind of like bucking the system. But I loved how there's like this, they set rules. Like there are things you can do and things you can't do.
Right.
You know, I think I like that this world has like limits.
Yeah. And like, and so basically, you know? John Wick broke those rules in John Wick 2. And that's what's led to John Wick 3. Right. Like he killed that dude. He had to kill that dude.
And it was against, and they're pissed at Winston because he didn't kill John Wick for doing that, and he should have.
Right. And then also because he gave him an hour too.
Yeah.
Like not only did he not kill him, he's like, well, I put a marker on him. It's like, yeah, but you gave him an hour to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Angelica Houston thing seemed a little, in a way, unnecessary. But the other hand, like, do you want to know John Wick's backstory more?
Well, I think they gave us just enough. Like, okay, so he was raised here.
Yeah.
Like, there we go. Boom.
How crazy. Like, all the ballerinas all have the same tattoo on their back.
And he's the same one with him.
He has. Yeah.
Which is another Latin phrase. And I forget what it said on the back of him.
Oh, yeah. Because you could read it. Especially you could
read it. And I forget. Oh, it's like, I'll look it up while you keep going.
So, Barada, we talked about, played by Braun. He was pretty good. Boban was in it, played by, Ernest, played by Boban. How about Jason Mantzoukas?
Now, TikTok
man. We knew he was in it because they had like the movie posters and stuff for it, but pretty funny. Him in the alley kind of talking to himself. And he's like, John Wick.
Yeah.
Like, you're running out of time or whatever.
So it says, Fortis Fortuna Audiawit, which means the fortune favors the bold.
That's what all their tattoos say?
That's what it says in the back, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I also like the other character of the doctor, who was in, I think, the first one, and also now, obviously,
and
this one.
He was actually, this came to me, I didn't even look it up. It came to me as I was listening to those two interact. He's the key maker from the Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, that's interesting.
Remember the little guy with the key? So there's another Matrix character in there.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, in between me seeing it and then us recording this, they already announced that there will be a John Wick 4. And they already have a release date. It's going to come out May 21st, 2021.
Bart Scott. Can't wait.
Can't wait. I mean,
can't wait.
Why not? And because prior to this one, I remember reading an interview that Keanu Reeves did. And he said, hey, if people keep liking it, I'll keep making them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what a great attitude to have.
Yeah,
like,
man. And why not? He even said he wants to be Constantine again. I wouldn't even see that movie.
I'll tell you
what, liked Constantine.
That movie's not bad. Like, it gets kind of like lost in the shuffle of all those like early to mid 2000 comic book movies, and a lot of them weren't great. I think Constantine had so much to pull from that a lot of people were disappointed. It's almost like Watchmen in a way.
Yeah,
and like people were disappointed, but they're both pretty good. Give Constantine another watch if you didn't like it the first time.
I think it was a little ahead of its time. I think people didn't really know what to do with it.
And he's a good Constantine. Like, yeah. That was a good choice.
Blonde, but.
Yeah, right. But I mean, that's fine.
Who cares?
So the other thing that they were talking about is there might be like a ballerina movie.
Like spinoff?
Like a spinoff. Like with they'd pick one of those ballerinas probably and have her run it.
Did you see that that trailer? Was it Anna?
Yeah.
Is that Anna from Tekken?
It might as well be.
It should be.
Or is it Black Widow?
I don't know, but it's a Luke was it Luke Besson? The guy who did The Professional.
Yeah.
So I'll see that.
So you know what they might do though, and this also is on the internet, so it had to be correct. That there's been discussions of a crossover between John Wick and Atomic Blonde.
Why not?
I don't see why not. Now we're all into crossover events. Never saw it.
It's fine.
But we like a shared universe.
Not John Wick.
We like a shared universe here.
Sure do.
And there's also been talk, Ryan, of a John Wick television series. Mm-hmm. I think Starz was trying to get one in the original name. Now, I don't know how far this is or if it got scrapped even. Maybe it's done. But it was going to be called The Continental, and it was going to take place there and like dealing with that. But Keanu Reeves and Ian McShane were both supposed to be in it. I don't know what the deal is, though, on that.
And just like I would love to see a series about this hotel, and every episode is a new person.
Like checking in, and then their thing. That's a great idea, actually.
Like that would be awesome. And like, and you don't have to have a main character. Like, what's his name? Lance Reddick could be like the one main character.
One
like
guy.
Deals with all these people.
Yeah, and like Ian McShane's in like maybe less than half the episodes. You can maybe start with John Wick just to get you in the door, but then, like for example, was it Miss Perkins? Is what they called Tyra's character from the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Like just her, like going in and killing people,
right? Like her getting a job and like having to come in and, but I would love to, if they did that and like, you know how like John Wick can just like ask the concierge, like I need to go see someone, and like, fine. And have someone come in and be like, I want to talk to Winston. And they're like, no.
Yeah. You're not John
like,
Wick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like John Wick can do that. Like you can't.
Give me TikTok man with a whole episode.
Or they'll say like, you know, I'll have my like regular room and like, I'm sorry, Mr. Wick's in town and he's has that room. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Like, and they back off.
Okay,
like,
fair enough. Yeah. So there's a hierarchy there. Understandable. But yeah, that would be a really good idea. But anyway, all on board for John Wick 4. Should be good. I don't even know
I'll be first in line.
Doesn't matter. Anything else John Wick related? Obviously, we both like it very much. Fives. Second best movie I've seen this calendar year.
Yep. Not even close.
No. I think we've done 7 reviews now.
Endgame's I'm going to say something.
That's a 2. Yeah.
I'm going to say something right now.
All right.
And I feel good about it today. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Might be my favorite straight up action movie.
Ooh.
Replacing
Commando.
Mad Max Fury Road.
That was your favorite action movie.
I love that movie.
Huh. Oh.
I think that came up before we started doing actual podcasts, but
yeah, it might have.
I mean, you have like cheesy action movies like Roadhouse, like I love the and Point Blank, like I love those movies.
Yeah. Like Die Hard.
Yeah, but like straight up balls to the wall action, like Fury Road was up there for me. Like this one's better.
Dude, like all three of these movies are insane.
Yeah.
They're all kind of next level stuff. Did you ever see the movie Keanu with Key and Peele?
The first 20 minutes and like I didn't get it.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but I think it was kind of inspired by these in a way.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Let us know what you guys thought. Again, hit us up dorkpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us @dorkpodcast @rvond what you thought of John Wick. What do you say, Ryan? We get to the old pick of the pod.
Let's do it.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may defend a goal?
I will receive this week. I mentioned this to you. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. My pick of the pod. It's a Netflix show called Flinch.
No, I got to see this.
So it's basically, I think it's an Irish show, but it's a mixture of like Fear Factor and like Jackass, where like the whole thing is they have three hosts and they pick random people. Like they have like random teams and they try to do these ridiculous things to get them to flinch. And then there's like a penalty.
Hmm.
And so say like I pick you, like you're my guy and I'm the host.
Yep.
And you flinch a ton and I wind up losing. At the end of the show, they do something bad to the host who loses.
Oh, God. All right.
It's like one of them, like they blow off like firecrackers and every time, like right next to his head.
Yeah. Well.
And if he flinches, they let go like this giant rubber band and like hits him in the gut.
Oh, Jesus.
It's pretty good. I would say check it out. I've seen like four. There's like eight episodes. I think I've seen half of them and they're good.
All right.
They're good.
I'll give it a go.
Like, would you flinch if someone swung a washing machine within like an inch of your nose?
A washing machine?
Like a whole washing machine. Like,
Of course, I would flinch.
And so the thing is, they fall backwards because they're flinching, and there's like an electrified chicken wire behind them.
Oh my God,
that's awesome!
It's a torture.
Yeah, it's a torture great
game. All right,
it's like Saw. It's like Saw Light.
I do like Saw. Hear that Chris Rock is going to try to like?
Yeah, what the hell is that? Like, you're not Jordan Peele, dude. Yeah, you're not Jordan Peele.
Don't do that. I don't know how it's going to go, but who's to say? All right, we haven't done a true pick of the pod in a while, so I've tweeted about this, but we haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
I think you should leave with Tim Robinson on Netflix is the greatest show of all time, Ryan.
It's fun. It's fucking funny.
Quote, I get hung up on a different thing every single day. It's driving my wife up a wall and back. But there are so many good things.
There's so many good things. And what's funny, it's one of those shows, if you don't understand it right away,
it's funnier
watch
later.
Watch it again.
Watch it again. And it's six episodes. They're 16 minutes long. And I want to say each episode has at least one like highlight worthy thing.
Yep.
But then the more you watch it, the more things stand out. And so I'm just kind of warning everybody, get on board now because we're going to be quoting it nonstop and you won't know what it's from, but just know that we love it so much. I love it so much. Like, there's few things in my life where I've really wanted to reach out to the person and let them know just how good it is. Like when I saw MacGruber for the first time, I wanted to talk to Will Forte and be like, listen, I know the movie didn't make a lot of money. I know it didn't do well critically, but I need you to know how funny I thought it was. I want to shake your hand and tell you how impressed I was. And this show has a lot of the same stuff. Like if I could meet Tim Robinson, I would be like, you sir have outdone yourself.
And I felt like after you and I talked about it and I watched it again and laughed harder than I did the first time. I'm like, Tim Robinson made this show for Rich Keefe.
It did. Every single scene. It's like, every scene is so good.
And
even one of the ones that's not even that funny, the one where they're playing like charades. Like, it's not that funny, but I still quote that one. He's like, well, he's no Roy Donk, but he was a regular on the Colgate Comedy Hour.
But, like, I love – and
Roy it's Donk? So funny.
Like that one is Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric, and it's a lot of like Tim and Eric.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that kind of like weird humor.
So dumb.
But you got me hooked. Like, you're like, dude, you got to watch the one with Chunky.
And Andy Samberg is the best one. It's one of the funniest – like, I put that right up there with Chair and Itty from the...
Yeah, it's like, if you thought Chair and Itty was funny, and you think Tim and Eric is funny, watch this show.
To the Andy Samberg one, I haven't been, in physical pain from laughter in such a long time. And that was one where laugh out loud, every time I've seen it. And I think I cried more than once, tears of laughing. And that never happens. Like, usually you see something once and then you're prepared for it. But I watched it again and had almost a similar reaction to it.
And I know when you think something's funny because the pitch of your laugh goes through the roof. And I get I laugh so hard that I don't make any sound.
Yeah. That was happening to me though in that one too, because I was just wheezing and my face hurts so bad. And Chunky's so good because, first of all, I like mascot humor right away. So you see Chunky come out in this big stupid red monster outfit and it's already funny. But then Tim Robinson talking to him, he's like, all right, what, you got a backpack now?
Is that
Chunky,
his backpack?
You went in the green room to get that backpack? He's like, Chunky, we need to figure out what your deal is.
What's and like Chunky's you said, deal? What killed me is when he took the laptop and threw it on the ground. And Andy Samberg goes, someone has to pay for that.
No, he goes, you're going to pay for a new laptop. He goes, I don't.
Just watch it.
Oh, my God. It's so good. There's one with Vanessa Bayer, which is really funny. There's one with Cicely Strong, which is pretty good.
That one, I was dying laughing with that one.
The Magician one?
Oh, that was awesome.
The Magician one was good. I also love the viral video one. That, we talked about this on the Game of Thrones episode. Yeah. But he does. He can't think of a viral video. He cried. Like, he was so upset he couldn't think of one. So then the next day, he comes in, and they're like, he's like, oh, I got one. And they're like, oh, okay, what is it? He goes, type in Bozo dubbed over with a space between all the words. Because before he's like, no, I have one. And she goes, okay, what is it? I don't know how to search for it. And she's like, well, what is it about? Maybe that can help us. Yeah, I just don't know how to search for it. So they're watching Bozo dubbed over, and she goes, are you sure this is it? There's one view, and it says it was uploaded 2 hours ago. They go, what is this? He goes, I don't know. I guess it's like a viral video. Anyway, that's my pick of the podcast for here until the end of days.
That's the longest pick of the podcast ever. It's the
greatest pick of the podcast ever. We might do a whole episode where I just quote the whole thing the whole time.
Just in quotes.
It might be worth it.
Yeah.
Ryan, next week on, although I got to figure out my schedule, next week might be tricky, but the plan is maybe a look back at Game of Thrones the entire season. Also, yep. Brightburn is coming out.
We're going to check that out.
So we will give that a go. I don't know if it'll be out early next week. I'll talk to you when we're done with this, but I got to figure out. But we will at some point, those will be the next two episodes. I don't know when they're going to be out, but you can follow us at Dork Podcast. We'll keep you abreast of the situation. You, of course, can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. You can email us. Also, subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/Dork Podcast. We've been adding some more subscribers there. People have been checking out the Game of Thrones stuff, and we'll try to keep doing some live stuff that way as well.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
The people can follow you as well.
At Arvon D on any and all social medias. Please come and check it out. The Twitch stream is going to pick back up this summer. My academic year is ending this week.
Oh, good. Oh, this week.
So we're going to pick that up. Yeah. And we might actually move it to YouTube. So who knows? We might actually, so we can all one-stop shop for the YouTube.
Oh, I like that. I like that very much. That's very exciting. I mean, he's no Roy Donk, but...
I'm no Roy Donk, but I'm going to do the best I can.
But he was a regular on the Colgate Hour.
Just need to find what Arvon D's deal is.
You had all summer to figure it out. Don't talk! The lips on the thing don't move. You look ridiculous! Don't come over here! All right, another perfect episode.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing! Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.